96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me and crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Cloud, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
No food, clean water, fi drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday. July 2nd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. Pearlie will be chiming in the 5 o'clock hour. And of course, you know, it is Tuesday. It is the Freeport Report. Each and every Tuesday, we got that great supplement from Grand Bahama, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News in The Guardian. With everything and all things Grand Bahama. So, you know, on the flip side of the break, we will be going to Grand Bahama, talking with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News, and, of course, Darren Cooper. And we got lots to talk about, so we will be getting to that. And you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 442-247-96. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Right about now, though, let's have a quick glance at everything that's going on in New Providence. Let's check out the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. So here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. PM intervenes with task force. Davis says armed officers will only be used in special cases. There is a better way, and the better way will be employed. This is according to the Prime Minister. That was his quote. Beryl devastates Caribbean islands. NIB liquidating assets driven only by commercial concerns. Criminals smash through Super Value store in failed robbery attempt. And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of The Guardian. All right, and we will be talking with Grand Bahama's Freeport Report, and we'll be getting live to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day. For the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org/Caribbean.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get together, got people bucket together. Hey, bucket together when everybody out. Yeah. Fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Ooh. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
And we get into the buzz right now. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And let's go live to Grand Bahama as we do each and every Tuesday. Great supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. And I'm here to find out, and bring us up to snuff with everything going on in Grand Bahama. We've got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. What's going on, guys? Good to have you back on a Tuesday, as always.
Hey, love. How are you?
We are all good. What's going on? Bring me up to snuff.
Hanging in this heat.
Lots to talk about coming out of Grand Bahama. Lots and lots and lots and lots. I see good things. Mm-hmm. I hear more promises. I got to wait 3 weeks, but I want to know what's going on. I got to hear, man. I got to talk about something going on down there at Fortune Bay, and we need to get on that ASAP. But anyway, we'll do it. Bring us up to snuff with what's going on in Grand Bahama. Courtesy of the Grand Bahama News, Sarah, and I know Darren should be chiming in shortly, correct?
Yes, he is. I just spoke to him. I did my secretarial duties. I checked in with him, so he's going to be getting on ASAP.
All right, well.
And he has a lot he wants to talk to you about, so he's saving it for the show.
Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Darren. He should be chiming in a second. But Sarah, the first big thing I see out of the Grand Bahama News, and I read it with bated breath, and I'm like, uh-oh, East End Oil Terminal relaunched as the Wathan BOS, is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes. I think so. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you the name of how it's said. But I believe so. They were the ones who, it was originally, they have been coming in and supposedly they've been working on the site and bringing it up to par, as far as I understand.
Well, I mean, I know that's the old remnants of the Equinor property, correct? And we still have nightmares from the Equinor spill, and that hasn't been dealt with properly.
And we do address that in our story, and you will hear from Joe Darvill our story about that.
We can hear from Joe Darvill on Friday, because I spoke to Joe today. Joe is going down to check out Fortuna Bay today and tomorrow. And then on Friday, we'll chop it up and parlay to parlay. So, like I said, we'll talk about that at the end. Listen, initially, Sarah, I don't have a problem with them making the oil terminal relaunch. It's a lot of money to be made, 80 to 100 jobs for Bahamians. I don't have a problem with that. That means... Then there's the foreboding, ominous cloud of, well, let's look at oil drilling. This is an avenue now to say that we can facilitate, drilling and capping and all of that. I don't want to jump the gun, but you know me, boil fish, not oil fish. You know how I roll. We still got Sarah, or did we lose Sarah? Sarah, you might be muting yourself.
Oil, change the oil into different types of oil that are sold around the world. And then when they store them, they it's based on sales, how everything is working there. That's what I understand.
Hey,
about
I have no problem with that portion of it. You got cut off. But then I know how my people go, and I know how entities, foreign entities from around the world go. They look at the opportunity. Well, if they have that facility set up, let's try and drill again and drill and cap and no.
Yeah.
You want to store it there? You want to transship it there? I have no problem with that. Let's make the money. Let's do it correctly because at that stage, it's already been refined. It's already been bound. It's already been processed. It's just a transshipment. And we need to make the money that comes along with it. And I'd love to see it in our facility. But overall, it needs to stop there. We can't end up with oil drilling. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
No, I agree on the oil drilling. I'm 100% about that with you. But I do, my worry would be as well, you know, I never felt, and no one ever felt that this was properly contained or cleaned up. And it kind of didn't get the approach it needed to because, of course, COVID locked in. And then we had an election and things changed. And so I just, you know, it's very important that this new group coming in is very environmentally concerned about everything they do. And you also have to remember they're going to be closer to Carnival site than anyone will be. They're not, you know, they are downwind of it. But I mean, you know, tides flow. So that's another thing we have to worry about.
I just hope they take
into
consideration all the data from the previous storms that we had down there in Grand Bahama, especially Dorian.
Yeah.
And how the wind blew, not saying that every hurricane is the same, but take that information and that data into account. So, you know, when you're setting up the facility, what you need to look for and make sure secure things how they need to be secured properly to avoid any future incidents.
To be honest, we haven't heard much from them. We've been unable to get any interviews from them, any sort of story from them.
Wow.
And it came based on being invited to the opening, and that was it. And it was a very closed opening. So
why such secrecy?
We didn't know much. I don't know. We weren't given any information. I tried to speak to them. Barbara Watkins has called them continuously and to the local people. I'd be honest with you, they have not been very polite. So, you know, you do what you can do to try and talk about it. But this is, you know, we were invited because they had an official opening. And it, you know, it does depend on depth to keep an eye on them.
Well, that's no way to join a new community, you know, as a business part, as a business, you know, as a corporate
entity.
Yeah, exactly.
You
don't really join the society like that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in a small community. And that's not the way Grand Bahama works. And we would be very similar to Abaco. That's, you know, so I'm hoping things will change and they will become a larger part of the community now that they've officially taken over. And we don't know. Hopefully they'll be giving us a lot more updates in the future. I would like to think so. And, you know, South Riding Point always ran as a very, as a good facility previously. We had some changes when it had the Equinor. I mean, I don't think Equinor planned to have an oil spill. It was one of the most devastating things ever, but was it cleaned up properly? According to Joe Darvill in his statements, he doesn't think so. So it is a worry. And it should be something we should always be thinking about going forward, especially because we live and our more, you know, our business is all tourism. And that relies on our beaches. You know? And that's the most imperative part to us.
Excuse me. I know. And that's something that when you think about it, beaches are imperative throughout the archipelago. I think every island has their gem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't need anything along these lines, you know.
No, there's amazing benefits that we have in the Bahamas. A, you know, our fishing is still amazing. You know, we've managed to keep the resources of our grouper and our fish and our conch. We know
it's
very close. But it's just something we have to be important. But we also have the most amazing beaches. And, you know, I'm not trying to shirk NASA.
No.
Nice beaches.
I'm upset in total that when I see best beaches around the world, we crack in the top 100 at like 89 with one beach. And I'm like, okay, this is garbage. This is hot smoking garbage.
No.
We should be in the top 100 at least five or six times.
Well, we're in the top 10 for Lakaien National Park. And, you know, Grand Bahama has 44 named beaches. We have 40 miles of beaches here. You know, and we all know what it's like to go to Exuma, Eleuthera. Those islands are phenomenal. So nobody ever wants to see any of that get spoiled. So this is something we have to think about in everything we're doing. And these are our resources that keep us alive and keep us different as well from our other Caribbean islands that have fished themselves out or ruined their beaches or sold all their properties off.
And that's why I think that we have to be so diligent about protecting our waters as well, because we have overfishing from Florida. We have little excursions that come through, pay minimal boating fees and whatnot. Fish us dry, put it all over Instagram. Then you have, you know, neighbors to the south, you know, coming up, especially the Dominican, you know, entity.
Yeah. and, are imperative things.
And they will knock it out of the park. They'll take everything. So, I mean, we have to protect our waters because that's been one of our major resources for years.
Yeah.
The fact that we can feed ourselves certain ways, and fishing is one industry that we still can't feed ourselves.
Exactly. And oil fish is, the ads that you were a part of and that you are, that you love to talk about is something we have to protect. I mean, if anything goes wrong, as we know through COVID, when you have, don't have access to the outside world and things get shut down, you go back to the basics, and that would be fishing.
And you can't never go wrong with fishing, though, as long as you do it right and you make sure stocks are replenished and so on and so forth. I think we do a good job with that. We've been diligent with that.
We still have issues, but
for the most part, we've done a good job with that. I see the Chamber's meeting down there as well. Chamber Workshop, a lesson in disaster preparedness.
Yeah, it is good. I think what they were trying to do, which I think is key, is trying to make sure that smaller companies have smart ways of going forward with it. We were hit here extremely hard, as Abaco was, and you have to know how to keep these businesses afloat, and how to manage your staff, how to manage your information, how to get word out there. It was a very good turnout that they had, and very important. And obviously, we're all on edge right now where we're seeing what's happening in Jamaica and down there, because nobody wants to talk about that horrible H word.
Nobody, we won't want to say it. We don't need it. Let them keep going in that direction. No disrespect, but... And, listen, I don't know what's happened to North Carolina, but I used to do a joke years ago that everything would start in the Caribbean, and right before it hit Bay Street, it would just turn up and go, North Carolina! Because remember, North Carolina, about 8 or 9 storms just eventually, end up there, near there, close to there. What happened to North Carolina taking one for the team? North Carolina, step back up and take one for the team, North Carolina.
Exactly. I just wouldn't go under. Just keep going.
But this should be a golden opportunity for us as a nation and this administration to say, let's be ahead of the game this time. Let's be prepared. Let's be, out front, reactive instead of proactive. Set up what you need to set up and make sure everything's in order. Because there, but for the grace of God, go you or I.
Yeah, well, what we've all been through, basically Abaco and Grand Bahama after Dorian, we have so many lessons to teach people that, in preparing for it, because there's a lot of things that we had to recover from. And so it's really smart that they're putting this together. It was good. Let me tell you about the rest of the stories for a week.
Right, and I think we have Darren joining us now, too.
Yeah, so let me get to the other stories. I wanted to really feature this lovely young lady. And she did her new spinning class, which I think her spin center, which is fantastic. Spin Drip Studios, I encourage everyone to look at it. It's also a very smart way for women and men to exercise who are experiencing pain and that they can't in their joints and stuff. So she talks all about that. That's a great story today. We also had our battleground. It was, I think, the fourth year, for the 2-day event, Battleground Bahamas. They had tuna fish, all the fish. I'm sorry, it was so big. But what happened was it was supposed to happen 2 weeks of weather. So we came on this weekend, and there's a lot of things happening in Grand Bahama this weekend. So we did want to give it a little feature so you can read about that. But I think if you go to their...
I think you lost Sarah again. I think, Sarah, you muted.
And out more is the Jamaica versus Bahamas, Bahamas versus Jamaica game. It was a fantastic game, and the Bahamas came out really strong in the first half, and they were winning up until like probably 5 minutes before the end of the first half, and then it started to go the other way. This was a strong Jamaican team, and I thought the Bahamas played absolutely phenomenally well. We're a small little nation of 350,000 people, and Jamaica's got a million, and they brought a lot of these boys in from the UK, so, and the States, Jamaican ancestry, and it was a hard game. But what I loved about it is afterwards it was really good. They got together and they partied quite well, so it was good for rugby.
Well, there's always a party after the game in rugby. That's mandatory. Win, lose, or draw.
Exactly.
Brewskis must be drunk.
But, we're also playing and practice together all the time, coming together. So they're hoping as they go to their third match that they'll get stronger. I thought they played really well. It was a good game, and it was hot out there, so it's impressive to them. And then our sad story, like you noticed, I know you sent a picture of it to me today, is the eyesore on the oil that was showing up in two major canals in Freeport in the Lucaya area. And there have been notifications to the Port Authority and to the environmental offices as well, the Ministry of the Environment, on this, but we have not heard anything back. That's as well as that large amount of oil that was found in East End. So we're still waiting to hear from that. So we're hoping to have an update, but nothing as of yet. And there are two other things. Well, one big thing to talk about that we will talk about next week is the Lucayan Towers saga. We have been keeping you in touch with that every other couple weeks in our paper. It's been a long, drawn-out story, and it looks like the Port Authority has issued a statement now saying that they will close the South Towers down, which, you know, it's sad to hear, but it also makes a lot of sense if the building is not safe. So we will feature a story about that next week.
All right, and I know we will talk to Joe Darville on Friday, because he's going to go up and do some investigation with water keepers and make sure that everything's in order, which I think needs to be done. Joe will make sure it gets handled.
Yeah.
I know we have Darren joining us now.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, guys. Yes, hey, I'm here.
What's going on, Darren? You want to chime in on any of the headlines that...
Well, of course, you know, I got several calls about the oil showing up on beaches, which is a great concern to our beach lovers and also our environment lovers, because we don't want anything to impact or to affect our marine life. And so they were very up in arms, and we hope that the Grand Port Authority, who is responsible for our environment and has a division there, would hopefully be able to give us, along with Joe Darville, some comprehensive report or the findings, and that we would begin to hold these persons who, you know, are recklessly or accidentally doing these things accountable, and that, you know, they are held accountable to make payment. And then also as relates to the Lucayan Towers, you know, I've been dealing with persons who actually have condominiums, who've just renovated condominiums in this unit, who even live in this unit. I have a sister lives in this particular building that's being based on the port condemned. Whilst we understand the safety mechanism, you know, there's so much legal fight with condo managers in reference to it. And so again, the Grand Mount Port Authority is the building inspectors, and I don't think it's being done out of spite. I think it's more being done out of safety and precaution. And we just need to wait and see what comes out of it. We do believe that it's a legal fight, because the chairman of the board is one of our noted attorneys here in Grand Bahama. And so we'll wait to see what comes out of it.
Darren, on that note, let's be very clear that a condo association and a condo board has to run appropriately. And there's a lot of issues that have been talked about in the court with this board that has not been run properly. And so let's make sure that before we give anything like that, a condo association has to run with proper legal terms, has annual meetings, has annual returns. And I think this is a lot of the issue that's going on with this, and a board that isn't set up properly, that has not taken care of its building, cannot operate. And the blame does not fall to me on the Port Authority. I think the Port Authority gave them well enough time. You cannot, eyesore, but that building is falling apart. And it could, you remember what happened in Florida? That cannot happen here.
Correct. I'm not blaming the port, Sarah. I'm saying the Port Authority, being the building inspectors, have to do what they believe is best for the safety, because they will be held accountable if they're ignoring 100%. All of their findings, all of their engineering concerns and structures concerns. So I want to applaud them for making such a bold step in making sure safety is kept first. Like I said, there is a back and forth with the owners, and that's why I'm saying I believe it will end up in, if it's not already in a legal fight, it'll end up even more. And you just said it was coming out in court.
There's multiple legal cases. And the problem is when you have somebody who doesn't follow rules, it's sad. I mean, I know more than I should, which is, it's amazing to me. There are rules in this country, and they seem to only work for certain people. And the condo board, there are condominium rules that have to be for everybody across the Bahamas. Annual rules, they have to have meetings, they have to have minutes, they have to have financials. And so, you know, blame has to go where blame is assigned. Sorry.
Correct.
I sound a bit biased.
But I'm not sure if in the headlines, there are headlines where talking about the whole arm raid that's happening in businesses. I'm not sure if that was one of Sarah's headlines, but that's a very unfortunate situation that business owners are being faced with. You know, and it's so sad that this particular administration, the Philip Brave, Edward Davis, and the I. Chester Cooper administration, is allowing such behavior to take place. We're not telling, and I'm not one who is objecting to government collecting. It's sad that the government would aggressively go after business owners with armed guns, they say, for protection. But I wonder if it'll be fitting for us, because these car rentals still trying to get its couple dollars from the government. So you think it would be fair for me to go and hire a armed gunman to go into the Ministry of Finance and demand outstanding payments to be made to my company? Because that's a legitimate concern. Government wants its money, but government owes so much people. And so I'm just blown away by the behavior of this administration. And this is somewhat similar to what the Minnis administration did, but it was not with armed guns. The persons that were there were armed, but they didn't draw weapons. They were there doing their inquiries. And we, business owners here in Grand Bahama, we protest against it. And we had the PLP yet again came to our rescue, the same Prime Minister now, and Frederick Mitchell, and Barbara Cartwright, and Michael Darvel. They came and if you pay attention to one of the voice notes of Frederick Mitchell a few days ago, he said he had to come and rescue me. And that's when we were being bombarded, customs and inland revenue, showing up and shutting people's doors, asking for paperwork, and taking forever. So that's the rescue he's talking about. But now, who's going to rescue us from what is being done is my concern.
I think that there's a proper way to collect the tax on all sides. And no, I don't envision you hiring armed forces to go and collect on behalf of the rentals, because that wouldn't go too pretty, man. You'd be public enemy number one for doing that.
Don't do to the people what you're not prepared to do to you.
Correct.
And the reality is the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas owe more people than the people owe government. Okay? I'm trying to collect money from government, from the Perry Christie administration when Michael Darvel was the minister for Grand Bahama. Okay? And myself and many others are still trying to collect. And when I spoke to the deputy prime minister about this outstanding payment, you know what his response was? That ain't his problem. He wasn't there. But is your administration still in power now? So why you won't collect monies that may have been minutes bills that I may have racked up on the minutes? Why you won't collect that? Why you won't make that your problem with just what is Brave and just the problems or bills accumulated under their term? But it's so convenient that you don't want to pay back pay or outstanding pay because it ain't your problem and it wasn't your administration, but you want to collect from other administrations. It's hypocrite, man. You can't be like that. And it's sad. And the thing about it is what is being done too is we got foreigners that are going through this whole ordeal being held by gun. I mean, a machine gun. Popping into people's business establishment with machine gun. I got into paperwork.
We have had it here in New Providence, and people feel the same way. A lot of Texans, you know, feel that if they're shopping in there or heading into a store and they see that, they're turning around, they're leaving.
And guess what happens? It interferes with the business, with the intake. And then the sad part, what hurt me so much, Naughty, is that during an interview, with the Defense Force. They are giving the breakdown of what is being done. Where is the Ministry of Finance?
Listen, I thought everything was supposed to be done digitally or via check or via or wire.
No,
I didn't know we were collecting cash in 2024 like that. Maybe that's why they needed the long guns.
It doesn't add up and it doesn't make sense. And it is so sad that...
Well, according to the Prime Minister, today his quote is, Darren, there is a better way and the better way will be employed. That's according to the PM.
Oh, it's a better way. Now, after people already gone through this ordeal, it's the better way?
Why wasn't the better way employed in the first place?
Where you was when this decision was being made? The Minister of Finance. You mean to tell me Simon made his decision and didn't run it by you? Simon don't run for MP or for politics, you know. And that's the problem with these, with our MPs, where they make the mistake. They allow their PS, permanent secretaries and finance secretaries and directors of each department to make these dumb decisions. But the people ain't looking at them. They're looking at the MPs, the ministers. Responsibility. So the Prime Minister and Alkidis are the ones who would have made these decisions. And you may tell me now there's a better way? Now it's a better way after we already gone, a foreigner went on national TV to give his account of events of what happened and how much time it happened. And we got videos showing where people feel as if, I mean, it felt as if there was immigration raid going on in these places the way they were behaving.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick because I got to get a couple of texts and I got one more question for you before we wrap and we got to keep it tight today. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty. How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, chiming in on this conversation we having, right? And your guest on the show. I want your guest to get himself a little bit more accommodated with how government runs, right? Because for him to classify public servants doing their job, right, as dumb, it's very, very, very sad.
Well, hold on.
Sometimes persons make decisions, like when you say that you have civil servants going to collect money, that you want them to be protected by the police, by the defense force.
But you don't need the full SWAT breakdown and the full long guns. You could get away with that with suits and handguns and computers and laptops. You don't need the long guns and the Gestapo-like tactics.
One second. Because the policy demands that the police cannot leave their weapons in the vehicle.
I'm saying they don't need to take that kind of weapon. You can show up with your suits and your vest and your handguns.
No, these weapons are government-issued weapons. And here is why the Prime Minister had to come back now and correct it when we realized that what is happening on the ground did not match what was the intention.
Shouldn't the due diligence have been done before it was instituted instead of doing it at first and then having to come revisit it? Shouldn't it have been planned out properly in the first place to avoid this headache?
Well, you know, things do be planned. And the good thing about a good government, a good thing about a good person is understanding when adjustments have to be made. You're a sports guy. You know, you have a plan.
Yeah, I know it. I'm a sports guy, and sometimes when the team can't get it together, you got to replace the head coach.
No.
Yeah, you do.
If the wide receiver runs the route, right, sometimes you just say, hey, you know, I understand what you're doing. Pull the throttle back so you can get into the zone in the right timing, right?
Yeah, but if that messes up the play that was called and causes a turnover, then him and the coordinator for the offense going to be in problems. Need some explaining to do.
If things
we'd get a straight statement from the PM straight up, and then we wouldn't have to be tokens and revisits and replanning and recalculating and recalibrating because we got it right in the first place.
If we are to be able to pay Mr. Darren his money, we would have to collect the money. And the government is showing you...
And I'm all for the money being collected, but how is it being collected? It's not being collected in a way that makes business owners feel comfortable with the situation.
Well, again, the Prime Minister did address the situation when he heard about what happened.
But it shouldn't have gotten... Wouldn't you agree that if this government was being proactive instead of reactive, the best plan forward to deal with this tax collection would have been put forward, taking all of these things into account, maybe consulting with the business community before you do it, let them know it's coming, how it's coming, and why it's coming, and be ready to pay up? And why are we still collecting cash in 2024 when everybody's being forced to go digital or have wire transfers?
Well, the best plans are often adjustable. I don't know if you could agree with that, right? But if you have a plan that cannot be adjusted, that is a pretty bad plan.
Right, but you should have a good plan in the first place that you shouldn't have to worry about adjustments. It should be able to hit the ground running because you put the effort into making it an airtight plan, taking into consideration possible failures ahead of time before you implement it. Go ahead, Darren.
Go ahead,
John. As relates to your caller, and I'm listening to the caller, and I want to be clear on one thing. One, I didn't call civil servants dumb. The program and the process in which is being done, I'm calling that dumb. Because you know what you said, Naughty, that struck a nerve? Why wasn't something public say, hey, we want to say to all business owners that are not compliant, that is not in good standing, we are coming for you. You don't think those businesses would have gotten their act together? And then you're going to these businesses, and what's the outcome of them? Did we have any reports of we went there and we found this breach? And then two, why is it okay for us to do these things to business owners, but when it comes to civil servants, we want to be passive, and we want them to be treated right, but we're being treated as if we're the criminals. Come on. And don't tell me the government got to collect the money to pay me, because the government should not credit if they don't have the money. And just like how the government wants their money in a period of time, I should not be waiting 9 years for a payment of less than $1,000. So if you want to justify for your government, fine. But I find it to be very unacceptable, and business owners should not be going through, because some of the biggest crooks are in government. Yes, I said it.
All right, let me get a couple of these texts in before we wrap, because we got to wrap.
I know. Can I say one thing? What I see, Alan called in on Zhivago's show earlier, and what I don't understand is if you're going to collect money from someone, A, they're not going to pay cash. B, wouldn't you come with an armored truck? And C, wouldn't you let them? I don't know. It's just also very odd. It just does make everyone feel very uncomfortable in business in times when things are hard. It's crazy. I don't think anyone's blaming the actual people who have to do the job. It's just when you do something like this, it has to be organized, and you can't just let loose heads go and say, hey, go collect this or go scare some people. That's what it sounded like. Not organized
at all.
If government stopped spending
socially, we would not have to be doing what is being done. Our funding will not be where it's at. If the trips are cut down, the buying of the plane is cut down, the buying of the car is cut down, the lavish spending is cut down, the sweetheart and the lovers and friends trips is cut down, we would not be having to do this. But because they're living their best life and they have a bucket list they're scratching off.
All right, we got to get to the break. We'll do it again next week. All right, so Sarah and Darren, looking forward to talking to you on Tuesday. Hopefully we'll get some more information on Friday from Joe Dauber regarding the oil leak out there at Fortune Bay. And next week, we'll have a conversation a little more in-depth, because next week we'll be 2 weeks away from the big announcement concerning the Grand Ukiah. So I want you to take it. But I want you all to marinate on it for this week so we can talk about it next week. Fair enough?
Fair enough. And we'll be getting ready for independence.
There you go, man.
We'll
have a good conversation. And as we get to the break, let me sound off a couple of these texts from you Texas, because you chimed in and I do want to get it out for you. Nordia, I agree with your guest. You know how many contractors this government owed? Government house renovations, BAMSI and more. We worked and won our money. We cannot give government their money until we get ours. Pay your bills, government, like you want us to pay ours. Naughty, great show as usual. This was not a collection operation. They were raids. The PLP working hard to be the opposition next lap. Naughty, Darren's making a lot of sense, but we need to make it better than it is now. I agree. It has to be better than it is now. Naughty, it looks like our government has learned some new tricks and techniques from our new relationships with the different African countries on the motherland on how to enforce and collect revenue through fear and intimidation on the motherland. Let's keep it up. I know this is dripping with sarcasm for sure. That's a wrap right there on the first hour. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, Cuban Willie's immigration report. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming your way. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Gang. You got the Lucky Four Ball coming up. We'll get straight to the news after that. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more specialists, means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion...
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery
Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st
at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842
or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery Basketball Classic.
Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 82217 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, soy yo, Cuban Willie, coming at you one more time before, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Tuesday, so you know, it's cuatro pelotas, the four ball, the 2072, el 2072, el 2072, el 2072, 2072. That you're looking for a ball for today. Bet it, set it, and forget it. Stay winning, my friends.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com. and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, these photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her text Crime Stopper and even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Purdy will be joining us in short order. And, of course, you know, we got my crew, my regatta crew, in the building. We'll talk to them on the flip side of the break. It's Andrus this week, all right? And guess what? That's the crab regatta right there. That's one of my favorites. We can talk. I still hope they got the crab races at Andrus Regatta. We can talk about them too. You see, you're laughing. I know what I know. So we'll be talking with them on the flip side of the break. But as we do each and every day, we started off when we kick off the sports segment with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, on this day, July 2nd, in 1903, Ed Delantani of Washington died from a fall from a railroad bridge in Niagara Falls. 1941, Joe DiMaggio got hit in his 45th consecutive game. He got a hit in his 45th consecutive game, 45-game hitting streak. 1994, Colombian soccer player Andres Escobar was shot to death in Medellin. 10 days earlier, he had accidentally scored an own goal against his team in World Cup competition, costing them. 1995, Hideo Nomo became the first Japanese player to be selected for a Major League Baseball All-Star game. 1996, Alex Rodriguez became the third youngest player to be selected to the American League All-Star team. Dwight Gooden and Ken Griffey Jr. were two younger than Rodriguez. Those were the two other players younger than him, Dwight Gooden and Ken Griffey Jr. 2002, a record 62 home runs were hit in 16 Major League Baseball games. I haven't seen that for a while. All right, sports quote of the day. Power is not revealed by striking hard or often, but by striking true. Henri de Balzac, and he was, you know, a fencer. But that's a different story for another day. We don't talk fencing here. Every once in a while, we'll talk it. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be having a great conversation with all my participants coming up in the this weekend's Andrus Regatta. So we'll be having a great conversation with them. Pearly will be joining us. And then, of course, you know, toward the bottom of the hour, we'll be doing our Who's In and Who's Out segment. We'll also be touching base with our pro picks, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And at the bottom of the hour, we got probably Colin Cowherd or Rich Eisen taking us home today. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you looking for a fresh experience? Look no further than Fresh Market. Our store is stocked with the freshest produce, meats, and dairy, all sourced locally and internationally for the best quality. With our commitment to freshness and our friendly associates, your shopping experience is sure to be a breeze. Come visit Fresh Market today and taste the difference freshness can make.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery.
Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st.
At the Hope Center.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery Basketball Classic.
Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus one. Mama, restrictions yeah. Apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get together.
together when everybody out. Fried chicken we a pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads. And right now we're talking with the folks from the All Andrus Regatta. That's going down this weekend. We got Mr. Bernard Evans, he's the chairman, Mr. Michael Colbrook, the Commodore, Mr. Stafford Ambrister, the race, and Mr. Lloyd Sands, he's a sailor, boat builder, and owner of the Judgment D. Of course, we got Darry Turnquest, but everybody know him, and he ain't special. So what's happening, gentlemen?
It's going to be next week.
11th to the 14th. My apologies. Next week, the 11th to the 14th. So you have a chance to get your croaker sock and your crab recipes together to go down to Andrus and check out the regatta and the crabs. So what's going on? Good to see you, gentlemen. We've had several regattas come on before. Exuma, Long Island. You know, they brag about how they're the biggest and the best. But Andrus is the big yard, so everything is bigger in Andrus, right?
Everything is bigger. Always.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So what can we expect, Mr. Evans? Let us know about, you know, what to expect.
But listen,
the 11th through the 14th.
Yeah, this is what you could expect from the 11th to the 14th. This is the biggest regatta for North Island, All Islands, Berry Islands regatta in 20 years. Next year is going to be our 30th, so it's the 29th, and under the auspices and of Mr. Prince Albert Mackey. This 29th anniversary will be in his honor. He's one of the founding members going way back in 1992, I believe. But this is the best, like I said, going back 20 years. We're going to have at least 20 boats, and the Commodore and the race coordinator will speak to that. We have 10 E-classes and 10 C-class. We have to turn a few away. But we do have a whole kind of fun and activities beginning this Sunday with a gospel night featuring Brother Simeon Alden out of Freeport. And it will be hosted by Adriana Munnings, who was just received an award in Las Vegas, apparently, for her venture in the gospel arena. But expect a lot of fun, a lot of different things that we've never had before. Kitty's Corner can be like times 10. We have the inter-settlement tug of war. All right. We also believe that Andrus people, not only the biggest and the baddest, we've got the strongest.
I heard stories about the tug of war in the barbershop.
You heard that from the barbershop?
Certain settlements, and Andrus take that serious. That's like they Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Andrus men and women are by far the strongest.
But that's what I heard. The dudes are scared of the women's team. That's what I heard exactly. I heard them Andrus women don't play. They over.
And this time we're going to extend it for the wider Bahamian Islands. Those of you, any island who believe that they could compete. But as a matter of fact, we put our women up against any man from any other.
Now, you all know you have to be in Andrus. That's home court advantage. Be careful before you get dragged all over Andrus from one end to the next.
Right. But we do have our evening is off the chain. It rivals any other concert that we're putting on. So after the sailing, which is going to be Friday and Saturday, all day sailing, the closing ceremony will be on that Saturday. But our Friday night, Saturday night, and also on Sunday, we're going to have at least two. First time ever on east side of the beach, the north and the south side. And so it's going to be fun, nothing but fun. And all we need now is everybody from Grand Bahama and Inagua to come and join us this time around. We believe, save for the National Regatta, that this will be well talked about leading up to next year.
Now, I'm getting some texts coming in. Can folks book online as far as hotels? Are there still rooms available?
I understand, they can try it, but everything from what we have been told is booked out. So people are now seeking lodging as far as Barron Point, coming back up to Standard Creek, Fresh Creek, and the rest. All is one. The roads are paved. They're very, very nice. Just take your time and drive up. Okay, so, you can go online and check, but I doubt you would find any. But please, let's come. There would be an excursion boat we're looking at, too, so you would not have to worry about someplace to stay if you can't find a boat.
A daytime excursion, go in the morning and come back in the evening?
So we're also looking at that, yes.
That's good stuff. Okay.
Now, from what we understand too, the Androsians are very kind out of people, and so a lot of people are going to open up their homes to accommodate persons, so they get a quick shower and some rest.
Sounds like it could be one heck of a party, one heck of a good time.
Absolutely.
Now let us know about the boats. Let's get down to the brass tacks. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes.
Okay. Before I get to the boat, we want to talk about the first time ever, we believe. We hope that this will be as successful in this. Bahamas here. 50 years ago, Bahamas had made its inaugural flight, its maiden flight to San Andres from Nassau 50 years ago. Last year was supposed to happen for us. So this year, again, we pleaded to the DPM and that of the chairman for Bahamas to return to San Andres once again. All right, to do excursions to come. So those of you who are afraid of small planes, charter, because charters will be busy, we know, going back and forth, along with Western Air. So a person will be able to fly in from an excursion standpoint. As far as the boats are concerned, we do have two boats going on Thursday. I believe that's the Lady Roslyn and the Captain Prince. We're also trying to get and solidify with staff itself. We think we can get another boat that will be going on. Probably the Captain, was it the Nucci? Hopefully. Yeah, we'll get that. But all of this information will be finalized, Naughty, in short time.
Now, let me ask, do we have some of them braggadocious Exumians and boaters coming?
Yeah, we have a Long Island boat that is coming. Well, David Roll is also from Exum, who lives in Nassau. Your Sacrifice from Long Island. She won the last year's regatta. She's the champion.
All right, so come back to defend.
She coming back to defend.
See, we've had, you know, Exuma and Long Island on the show, so they've kind of built up like a fan base. And I think we got people texting in to see if, you know, they're going to be representing. But this Andres, yeah. They may not want no part of Andres. They may not want no part of this big yard regatta.
And Naughty, I want to ask a question.
Oh, we got Pearly zoomed in now.
All classes, A, B, C, and D, or just C class?
C and E.
C and D, okay.
C and E.
C and E.
E. Sorry, yes, right, correct.
And how many E-class boats do you have?
10.
But the E-class seem to be getting popular these days. Yeah.
Very popular.
Because you guys got 10. I think Long Island had, what, 15 or so?
Yeah.
And Exuma had a large contingent of E-class boats.
30 plus.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bernie.
How many people on the E-class boat? Two?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
And then on the C-class, you have
five.
And then when you get to the bigger classes, that's when you got your full
9 and 15.
9 and 15, correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I got some of the Texas. See, and boy, they loyal to regattas. Naughty, we already booked. What's the food going to be like at the regatta site? Hey, I have to look out for the foodies because I'm a foodie. If I was going, that's one of my main questions. Yeah. Top of the list.
We have 15 stores. We have 15 stores. Three of those stores are coming out of Nassau.
Three out of Andres, yeah. And three out of Nassau.
No. Yeah, well, that's true, too. One coming out of Berry Islands.
Okay.
And one is coming out of South Andros.
There you go.
All right. And these are stores. These are food handlers and preparers that have been vetted. So we know that the food is going to be top-notch.
Man, look here, crab down there.
Why are you talking about crab only?
Man, look here. Crab soup, crab and rice, crab and crab, crab sandwich, crab leftover, steamed crab, boiled crab, man, all kind of crab.
Hey, Naughty, there's a guy I know, came to Andres on his speedboat just to get wild hog.
Wild hog?
Yeah, we have a lot of wild hogs.
Oh, and you all know how to serve that up?
Yes, man.
Yeah. Now, see, now you talking my language, because Mike.
You know, you get asked against guy from Inagua, and we got plenty of wild hog in Inagua. I want to know now.
Pearly got Inagua roots. Pearly want to know what kind of wild hog you are serving, because he might have to come just for some wild hog.
Tell him, come on down.
Real wild hog.
Now, you got me interested, because my comedy drivers have taken me throughout the South, and they like wild hog in the South, too. You get some of that done up right on that brisket, on that smoker, man. That's some of the best eating you'll have. And they pull away just like brisket.
Yeah, but Donnie, we're introducing something new on regatta side. Special. It's called Kong Fritigi.
Kong what?
Kong Fritigi.
Kong Fritigi?
That's right. Kong Fritigi.
Fritigi.
Kong Fritigi.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah. That's right.
That's what it's
called.
Right?
That's what South Andros. Pearly,
I don't know how to chicken fricassee, but I never heard of Kong Fritigi, but we got to try that, eh?
Naughty. Fritigi.
Fritigi.
Yes.
Oh, I thought Joe was going French. Fritigi. It's Fritigi. You're not really behaving on me. That's Andros for you now. Behaving, you can't do it.
All
strongly recommended that, especially for the fellas.
Yes. That sounds like that's a good component. Maybe y'all got between the 11th and the 14th to get me a batch before y'all leave for me and Pearly, because we may not be able to attend. We would be in I'm studio, freaking jig right up.
I'm actually planning to be there. Yeah.
Well, Pearly going to be there.
Oh, that's good.
That's actually a dish that actually cooked with coconut.
Okay.
Oh, you know, that sounds good.
Is important for the coconut, right? Yeah. So that's the base of the frikajee.
Well, Pearly says he's going to be there, so he will represent for Talking Heads, and he will be the taste tester as well, too. Hey, I can give you a bag. You need to bring me some things back from down there. All right?
We can talk about it.
I want some hog. I want some whatever that is. Yeah. The frikajee, that there. Yeah, you can keep the crab. I ain't good on the crab. We good. But you bring me some of that Kong frikajee right there and try that.
I gotcha.
Now, how can folks get the information as far as the weekend goes? Because obviously, you know, some folks like to go down and know what the schedule is. Can you get the schedule ahead of time as far as all the events?
The schedule will come out from Thursday evening. All of the day events on the night events.
And that's next Thursday, right? This Thursday or next Thursday?
This Thursday.
Yeah, so they got a week ahead.
That's right. In 2 days, it will come out. And so persons will know exactly what's happening. From Sunday coming, like I said, which is our gospel night. But the following days after the independence, straight up to Sunday, which is the last day on the 14th. And so all of the day events, all of the night events, all of the artists that we have lined up for Friday night and for Saturday night, all of the day events, and it would have time. So they will actually see that, you know, at 2 p.m. you would have this, at 1 o'clock you would have this, so on and so forth. There will be a directory on the Regatta site erected, pointing you to who is selling what, who is at what stall of one of the 15 stalls, so you can see exactly. You don't have to really find out or learn by accident. You'll be able to go directly to the stall of your choice to taste whatever you want to taste. Okay, so we're going to have all the information flooded social media in the newspaper, especially 96.9, definitely with your show. So hopefully we can get our PR persons, Miss Gia Smith. She will join you. I think you didn't like her. So she will come and join you. And go back over this one more time.
Next week, no problem. We get it. And probably on Thursday with Pearly. That's a good day going right into the weekend. So, Pearly, you got a guest for next Thursday.
Not a problem.
All right. But, yeah, definitely now. Let's talk about these C-class and these E-class. Who are you looking for in the C-class?
Commodore. Right
there. Just chime right in on that mic right there, Commodore. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Naughty. It's a privilege to be on your show today.
Glad to have you on,
yes,
man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I've actually served as the Commodore for the last 6 years for the All Andrews and Berry Island Regatta. And it seems that every year that regatta gets bigger and bigger. It is a privilege to have had the opportunity to serve those 6 years. And Mr. Stafford and Bristol serve as my race coordinator, and Miss Cindy Trico. She served as Sandy Trico served as the official score. I can say that this is the 29th All Andrews Berry Island Regatta. As the chairman alluded to earlier, that we felt that it was important that we name this regatta after the other who has made significant contribution to the growth and development of regatta in North Andrews. I can remember very vividly that the regatta would have started in Morgan's Bluff. And there were five men who were actually responsible at that particular time. And our honoree, Mr. Prince Markey, has been one of those founding members, along with Everett Hart, former administrator. And then we have Mr. Alfonso Smith, former chief consulate, former chairman of the All Andrews Regatta, Sir Durrett Knowles. And we cannot forget Honorable Algin Allen. He was instrumental in having those men to come to North Andrews and to identify a site that we feel on a fact-finding mission that would be a good site for the host of the regatta. And it was very favorable, and hence came the birth of the All Andrews and Berry Island Regatta. I can tell you unequivocally that next year, as the chairman alluded to, that we intend to have the Berry Islands, have a boat from the Berry Island represented in the All Andrews and Berry Island Regatta. We're not singling this out as the North Andrews. This is the All Andrews and Berry Island Regatta. So that's our focus for this year. And we're going to have a significant time. Stafford indicated earlier, there are 10 boats, and I shall name those boats for you. division, we have Ashley B, Melba B, Flash, Dream Girl, Cobra 2, Sun Sally, Sacrifice, Catch the Cat, Sweet Island Gal. And then in the Class E division,
Uncle John.
Then we have Uncle John. That will make the 10 boats in the C division. Then in the E division, we have Papa, Mama, Baba Thunder, Baby Thunderbird. That we all know that he's synonymous with Andros. You know, he breathes, he speaks Andros every day. Trust me, he's on the chairman and myself that we have to ensure that Andros is fully represented. I speak of none other than Reverend Dr. Philip McPhee. And we Captain Peg, Island Boy, So Fine, Judgment B. I think that's my good friend, Brother Lloyd, who's here today. He will speak on behalf of those sailors. And then we also have Lady Anne Marie. And then we have Hard Heel Gal. And bringing up the rear will be Lady
Zari.
Let's hope you don't bring up the rear. And the E division. We're looking forward for a great Morgan Bluff. As the chairman also indicated, apart from the sailing aspect of it this year, we've also included a badge that will anchor just in front of the badge. You know, those nice badges that you can go on, that you can have a nice soft drink, you can have conch salad. I can tell you, for the first time ever that I can recall, that we will be having a beach badge right on the regatta site. We've been thingling the committee itself, how can we keep the activities on the regatta site? And we've come to a resolution that the best way moving forward is to keep people on the site actively all day, is to have events that are going on. And I'm sure that the sailors would be happy of that. You know, we have to ensure that sailing is imparted in the knowledge of our people. So we're going to place greater emphasis on sailing this year, and hopefully that we can give some prize to the audience, some trivia questions that we will have. We are going to make it live. Trust me, for those who are thinking about coming to Andros, I can assure you it will be a weekend that you don't want to miss. We're looking forward to having a par excellent time.
All right, and real quick, because we got to get to the break, I got to get my rundown on the boats, Cap. Let me know who to look for, man. Who should I tell Purdy to look for? Who should I tell Purdy to root for?
Well, in the C class, I think the defending champion is Sacrifice. So that's a good boat. It's Long Island, and I'm going to always push Dream Girl, David Roll, in there. And then I'm looking out for Ashley B. In the C class.
Yeah.
You know who you're looking for.
Sweet Island Gal.
You have the former.
You are, anyway, I can stay quiet, buddy. Your reputation precedes you.
You have Captain Peg that was dethroned last year. She was the defending champion last year. Mm-hmm. That's a boat owned by myself. I'm looking for her to come through this year. Then I have my next boat. I'm going to call my boats first.
Yeah.
Judgment Day or Judgment D. I call it Judgment D and everybody else say
Judgment Day. I got to pull for the Judgment Day, man, because, you know, I watch wrestling and Judgment Day big in the WWE. Let's roll with the Judgment Day. Let's do it.
And the thing about it is, they ask me sometimes when, if I don't win, I say, you should be happy Judgment Day didn't come.
I like it. I like it.
You still got
like
a chance,
that.
Right?
Silver lining. Yeah, hey, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. But I also, there's another smaller boat, Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie from Long Island.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Looking for her as well in the top. Yeah, I think Papa, it's her sunglasses. And Papa's the defending champion.
Yeah.
So we got to look for her. And so we can have a good time on the water. We can, I can assure you that. But back to the question that you asked a little earlier, if I just may. The position of the E-class boats. In Mangrove Key, just in May, we had 21 of those boats registered, 20 of them actually did sail. So Andros is actually filling up itself with the E-class boats, and then we can start from, and then we can go back, and then we can try and build some more C-class boats to make sure that we are able to have a races in Andros. If nobody else shows up from the other island, if it's a C-class, we should be able to find 10 of them to have our race. And likewise with E-class. Well, you can see that E-class is there already.
All right, well, we got to get to the break. I know you guys will be back in next week on Thursday with Pearly to chop it up. If not you guys, but your representation. So we're looking forward to having a great, you know, Andres Regatta. And I mean all Andres Regatta. Like you said, that's the whole Andres.
Right.
From the north to the south. Everybody got to come down, and support it. And the Berry Islands. And represent, man. We've seen a great regattas in Exuma, as well as Long Island. We're looking forward to the All Andres Regatta as well. And next Thursday, when y'all reps come, make sure I send some of that Kong Frigga G for me and Pearly, please. Thank you very much.
All right.
Good stuff, all right? Thank you all so much, Darry. We'll see you next week right here. We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, Pearly, and I'll hit you with the picks, and we'll get you ready for Colin Cowherd taking us home today. And he's got a great piece. How has the media and the WNBA ruined Caitlin Clark with racism and hype and media? Yeah, man, it's a great expose. Colin Cowherd coming up with that. I think you'll like that one going on. Maybe you got it. The Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Khan, Island Game.
From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So when 20 can ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We are bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's
Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Well, we're back at you on the Tuesday, July 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Time to get in your picks by the Island Game. And it's all about their sportsbook, man. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out their sportsbook. Check out all the ways to play, all the ways to win. The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, Pearly, let's have a gander. Boy, some free agency going on in the WNBA, and the Lakers can't get nobody, but...
Well, I don't know. It looks like nobody want to play for the Lakers.
Nobody want to play with LeBron. Let's call it out for what it is. All right, tonight, Pearly, 4 big games in the WNBA tonight. Starting off with your girl, Angel Reese. Yeah. Missed 10 double-doubles in a row. Yeah. WNBA record. They're favored by one over the Atlanta Dream. I like them to win this game. They're still in playoff contention. They still got a shot at it. I think they get it done. The Dream has played up and down all year. They're at home, but for them to be a one-point underdog at home, they got injuries. They're not playing well. I like the Sky to get it done in this one.
If they play right now, of course, Angel is doing it. But Cardoso, how do you pronounce your girl's name?
Cardoso.
She just been inconsistent. She had 3 points out tonight.
She's coming off injury, though, so give her a chance to play her way back in.
If she give me 10, 12 points, they'll be all right.
Now, this is going to be a tough one tonight. The New York Liberty against the Minnesota Lynx, two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, but the Liberty coming off they got a win the other night. John Gruel didn't play well. I think she's going to have a good game tonight. I like the Liberty tonight.
Well, you know, Mamba disciple Ionescu is doing her thing for the Liberty. Been hot the last couple of games. I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to take the Liberty home with the money line. I won't lay the points.
I'll take the money line, too. Yeah.
I'll take the Liberty home with the money line. Indiana Fever against the Las Vegas Aces. Listen, the Las Vegas Aces were 6-6. They have quietly won 4 games in a row in dominating fashion. Asia Wilson is still proving why she's the best player in the league. I think she has a stake.
They didn't dominate my girls tonight. They beat them by 6 or 8 the other night. So I don't know if it's dominating, but they're playing good basketball.
But the other ones, they were. I give you that. Yeah. But nonetheless, I like the Aces to win at home. I don't think they win by 13.5. I'll play it safe with the money line. But I definitely like them to win at home. Now, the upset bird. I like the Washington Mystics with the 2 points against the Sparks at home in L.A. L.A.'s got injuries. They lost their best player. The Mystics have been fighting all year. They're scrappy against competition that's equal to them. They do well. I like the Mystics in the 2 points tonight. Birdie, or we lost Birdie?
I'm right here.
So who you liking that one so we can wrap?
I like the Sparks tonight. I like the Sparks.
There you go. Well, we're going to wrap it up right now. You know, we'll do it again tomorrow. Appreciate you, Pearly. And, of course, Colin Coward taking us home. And he's shocked. The WNBA and the media has ruined Caitlin Clark's fandom with hate, race, and politics. I think it's a great expose to take us home today. It answers a lot of questions we've been talking about here on the show. So we'll get into it right now. See you tomorrow, okay. Pearly. Greatly appreciate all your efforts, man. We'll do it again mañana. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Even you were kind of fragile. It's just really hard to go, every sport.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper spent time in the minors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alex Rodriguez spent 2 years in the minors in mm-hmm. Tacoma. Like, basically, Caitlin gets drafted. They give her a jersey. An hour later, they blow a whistle, go play.
Yeah.
She's getting pushed around. Mm-hmm. So, like, my thing is, everybody, she's going to be fine. There's a racial component. There's a gender component. Pushed and picked on them. Just mm-hmm. I was saying this early. We didn't let women box in the Olympics till 2012.
Yeah.
You know, we were protective. So some of this is just like, we're okay with guys getting picked on.
We are.
Joe Burrow getting hit late.
Yep.
We're good with that. Some of that, which I think Bryce speaks well, but I think she's going to be fine.
She is. I mean, the right to passage, right? The right to passage. You think Norm Nixon was happy when Magic Johnson came in? So seriously. I mean, it's when Michael Jordan came in, he had his detractors. It goes down the list with men with regards to the right to passage. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey.
It's a prove it thing.
Now, it happens in basketball too. Candace Parker had her share when she came into the WNBA.
Because she was a star in college.
Now, the anomaly is she was NBA Rookie of the Year and also won MVP.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's one of the
greatest players ever. The dynamic. See, everything is timing with Caitlin Clark. Because college basketball, I'm able to follow and see the dynamic build.
Yeah, you're one of the few people that does college and pro. You did a bunch of UConn games.
Listen, the dynamic. People think, well, you weren't talking about Caitlin Clark. Yes, you were. You just didn't pay attention to it. You didn't pay attention to what was happening in the landscape. But she was doing this before the national championship game for people in college that really followed it. The challenge is now the WNBA who's been growing, and those who follow the game understand that league has been great for a long time.
Yeah, but
it did happen.
Yeah, the quality of play.
Oh, the quality of play is unbelievable.
She's the catalyst. Yep. She's the star, which, by the way, Conor McGregor was for the UFC, but the UFC over 10 years was getting better fights, better cards, better fighters. And then Conor just made it explode.
But the timing was right. Conor was the right person at the right time for the right product.
Yeah.
And what people don't understand is that as good as Angel Reese is, her story is a lot different than Caitlyn's.
Sure.
Caitlyn's story sells to Middle America,
yeah,
to the East Coast, to the West Coast, to the South.
Classic Midwest underdog.
Yeah, that's a story. So many times you don't have to be the best player, but your story is a lot better and more intriguing. So now you're drawing more eyes. That's not making it right, wrong, or indifferent. That's not saying she's better than Angel Reese, yeah, or whoever. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is the story and the timing.
Yeah.
And the challenge for the WNBA is accepting what comes with that, with her start.
With Conor McGregor.
And with Conor McGregor. It's going to be likes and dislikes, but now you got more eyes on the TV, and that adds more criticism too.
Sure.
The thing of you, and to their credit, they're like, listen, it's a lot of people now just coming on board and want to say stuff. You haven't been following.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Right.
It happens with every sport.
Casuals pour in with big opinions.
Listen, you think from a minority perspective with the eyes on PGA when Tiger came, then all of a sudden the casual fan came in and became golf experts?
Yeah, yeah.
When Tiger came.
Yeah.
Because the story was so phenomenal. You had people that really didn't, yeah, watch Saturday, Sunday, or even Friday golf.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing here in regards to the new eyes, and now you got more opinions.
Yeah, sometimes the story isn't the best player. Baker Mayfield for a year was the story in the NFL. Number one pick, yep, brash, cocky, wasn't the best player, but he was a story.
He was a story.
He was on 9 commercials as, yep, a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Well, people can follow that. They can buy into it. And listen, Steph Curry wasn't the best player. But his story for Davidson and growing and this.
The wild three-point shot.
Okay, is he a better player than LeBron James? No. But his story of how he got to where he's at and what changed is very intriguing.
Yeah, Steph is the only basketball player. My son wasn't a big athlete that, like, he liked. He'd be that. The best story is not always the best player. It just... Certain athletes and politicians make us feel
they
something.
Do. There's a connectivity,
there's
right?
There's a connectivity. Let's talk fun.
Okay. So I really want to talk about this because I think this is a fascinating thing that has just happened, because I think the WNBA and the media as a whole have completely fumbled the Caitlin Clark fandom hysteria, boom, whatever we want to call it. Because of all this fighting back and forth, because of racial accusations, because of trying to isolate and make new fans feel like they're either racially insensitive, sexist, don't know anything about sports, they feel, you know, they're trying to make them feel dumb for even rooting for Caitlin Clark in the first place, or making it morally or ethically wrong. It's just been a disaster. And because of that back and forth debate, that was actually part of helping boost the ratings in general, because it was just like, kind of like, what are these conversations that people are having? There's now been this overcorrection because they're so dead set on trying to act like all other players are equal, and that, hey, just because we can't celebrate these other players, and it's not to say that you shouldn't celebrate other players, but by doing so, they then try to pull back Caitlin Clark's greatness. Like, even that quote, not built for the physicality. Well, let me tell you what the not built for the physicality has shown. She is the first player of this season to reach 300 points, 100 assists, and 100 rebounds. That's pretty good, okay? She's averaged for a rookie, okay? 15-5-5 as a rookie for 2 whole months. In the history of the WNBA, of all other rookies, it's only been averaged for 2 months. You understand what I'm saying? What she's done individually is already tied what an entire history of the WNBA has done. So among rookies. And it's not even just individual players. It's like one player here, one player there. And she's already done it herself for 2 months. And it's not like they've been playing for 10 months right now, obviously. So it's just outrageous. And the ratings, the Caitlin Clark viewership is 1.1 million viewers. All other games this season is 428. Caitlin Clark more than doubles the viewership when she's playing. And all of last year was 301,000. So not only has she brought viewers to her own games, but she's also brought viewers to other games. And this is such a disaster that she's not been celebrated, that because she's become such a controversial figure, you now see the media, the WNBA, even fans at this point, not celebrating all of these accomplishments. They want to keep trying to celebrate other players or elevate. And again, you can do both, but they're de-emphasizing Caitlin Clark. I watch all these shows. First Things First, The Herd, First Take, whatever it may be. I don't hear them talk about Caitlin Clark anymore. It's like they don't want to talk about it. The pushback was too strong. These shows got a ratings bump. My YouTube videos got a view bump. But the pushback was stark. And it turned into a whole like gritty political racial conversation. And now it's like to some degree, some of these networks don't even want to touch it anymore. Or you'll see like a little thing. But like I go on ESPN.com or any of the other websites, and I didn't see any of these statistics or little factual bites that I saw. I had to see it on social media, on other YouTube videos or other platforms. It's like it's not even being talked about or celebrated or emphasized. And it, to me, was failing this. Because I got news for you. This boom can only last for so long. What the NBA did with Steph Curry, and that's why I'm really happy they brought him up, is they went all in. When Steph Curry hit the scene and it was clear that, oh my God, he has arrived, like in 2015, they double, triple down. Every time you went to ESPN.com, you saw him every 5 seconds. You got to see the highlights every 5 seconds of his crazy shot, of his handles, whatever it may be. They double down, triple down, quadruple down. Now, don't get me wrong. He was winning. He was in California. And then they obviously that ended up winning the finals against LeBron James. So that also helped and contributed. But the NBA knew that's their golden goose right now. We are going to do that. The NBA tried to do that this past season with like an ant. They did it with Jokic. They did it with Luka, right? Like they pick and choose. Granted, obviously the NBA has many of these players that they can do that with. But when they see the momentum behind a player, behind a team, like what happened most recently, I would say, with the Minnesota Timberwolves and Ant, that's when they doubled down, and the networks doubled down and tripled down. But they were like, is Ant the next Michael Jordan? It's two-way play. Like, they just kept feeding into it. And then once Ant was down, they then like jump over to Luka. What Luka's doing is historic. This is amazing. Again, it's the luxury that the NBA has. The WNBA doesn't have that. So the WNBA tries to jump to other players, but the fans don't care. They do not care. So if you're not talking about Caitlin Clark, you're then losing fans. And other people are going to say, well, people are only fans of Caitlin Clark. What good is it? I already told you the viewership. She already added viewership for non-Caitlin Clark games. It just takes time for these other fans to begin to become fans of other players. You can't do it too soon. For the new fan that was introduced to the NBA, and a lot of people watching this video were not introduced to the NBA from Steph Curry, but a lot of fans were, especially obviously young fans. They don't want to be shown other players just yet. They have to watch Steph, fall in love with Steph, fall in love with the Warriors. Then they're like, whoa, Klay Thompson is really good. Whoa, who's that guy? Draymond Green, he doesn't really shoot and score a lot of points, but he does all this other stuff. Like, that's cool. You know, when I play, I don't score a lot of points either. Maybe I'm actually more Draymond Green. Like, we always try to find ourselves in these players. And when you tried to jump ship, if new fans got invited to the NBA via Steph, and then you tried to like jump to a completely different team, and you were like, yeah, but like, what about Joel Embiid? Or I don't know if Joel Embiid was on the Sixers just yet. Like whatever it was, like, what about this player? What about that player? You would be like, Steph, I don't know who those other guys are. Like, they didn't capture my imagination. And that's the problem. That is the fundamental problem that the WNBA and the media is doing right now. They did not go all in on Caitlin Clark, and now the buzz, to a large degree, is already starting to get quieter and quieter and quieter. It seems like Caitlin Clark is going to have to win a championship for her to even like kind of like recapture some of that. It's not to say that it's not going to happen, but they were originally talking about this a lot and making it controversial. And now it's just, it's like nothing now. Like, I mean, you would think that you would, that there would be a segment or they'd be talking about the 300 points, 100 assists and 100 rebounds. Like, you'd think that they would be talking about the 15-5-5, that they would be talking about the ratings, and they're just not. That moment has already gone. And at least it could have been reignited with her going, but nope, they didn't want to do that. Like, nah, she's not going to go to the Olympics. So they just dropped this so badly. They really, really did. And now it's just going to be like, she's going to have to win an MVP or a championship to kind of like recapture that buzz, or maybe like something truly controversial, like Angel Reese elbows her to the face, like whatever it may be. It would have to be something like significantly more controversial. And because the NBA went so all in on Steph when he was on his rise, even if he lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers, it still would have been able to have that momentum going into the next season. And they would have said, can Steph, you know, dethrone the king? Like it still would have been a fun, interesting narrative that fans still would have been more and more excited to engage with. Again, winning absolutely helped him. And I think, you know, catapulted him to even higher levels. But again, I don't think Caitlin Clark at this point has this luxury, because people wanted to hate Caitlin Clark. People weren't trying to find reasons to hate Steph Curry. The NBA wasn't trying to find reasons to hate Steph Curry, nor the media. There were some whispers of that. They tried to turn it into kind of like a race thing, but that got squashed pretty successful and won. With Caitlin Clark, they're looking for reasons to bring her down, to for her to fail. Big names like Gino or other people are trying to be like, she's not that good. Hold your horses. If you like her and you're saying all these things and you're saying crazy fan stuff, which is what fans do, you're ridiculous, you're dumb, get out of here. That if she doesn't exceed, if she doesn't just like blow everyone out of the water and doesn't average 50 points a game every single game, win a championship, win an MVP, people are like, I told you she's not good enough. And that's a problem. That's a problem, because it just takes away from some of this Caitlin Clark mania and buzz. And the WNBA as a whole will hurt because of it, will suffer because of it. And women's sports as a whole will suffer because of it. So congratulations, WNBA. Congratulations, media. You did it. You took out some of the wind beneath Caitlin Clark's sails and wings. But those are just my thoughts. I would absolutely love to hear yours. What do you guys all think about Caitlin Clark and kind of how the buzz has kind of come back down to earth, and there's not really a lot of talk about her as of late? And do you think this is on Caitlin Clark? In the comments below, I read every single comment. So whether you agree with me or disagree with me, either way, let's get in some discussions, let's get in some fights, but ultimately, let's just have some fun. And please do consider subscribing. We are building an amazing community here, and I would absolutely love to see you part of it. I want to build something that we all genuinely feel connected to, something that we're really excited to be part of. I think we're well on our way to doing it. And please don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, as it really does help with the visibility and the algorithm. Thank you so much. See you next time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.